True transparency.
True transparency.
True transparency.
True transparency.
True
transparency.
True transparency.
True transparency.
Today's truth. Today's truth.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of True Transparency. It's your girl, T. We got a guest in the house with us who I'll let him introduce himself. But what's going on over there now?
Hey, man. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I'm really glad to be back on track. But welcome today, Mr. Matthew. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm feeling good. Yeah. Excited to be a part of the conversation.
All right. That's what's up. And as always, we have our master producer, the awesome Mr. Yo Dizzle.
Yo. Yeah. What's going on? Master Blast.
And so it's good. It is a hot summer down here in Georgia. It is blazing, sweating every second of the day, and the weather cannot make up its mind whether we want rain or whether the sun wants to shine. I was listening to somebody and they said, you can't be hot and wet all day, every day. But that's what's going on. That's like, as now I would say, two jokes in there. But
I was just going to let that run.
Yeah, I was going to let it run too. But in my mind, you really can't.
I'm talking about weather, guys. I'm talking about the weather. It is hot, Atlanta, but I'm talking about
once
weather.
Once in a while, you get a little hot and bothered.
You sound like you're like 60 years old. You're getting hot and bothered.
That's a movie reference.
Nonetheless, there has been a lot of activity going on this summer. And so when I talk about activity, I'm talking about music just dropping all over the place this summer. And so I want to take some time to talk about, hey, of all the stuff that has dropped, what is hot and what is not, what you could have kept to yourself this summer. But we had a lot of good drops. What are you guys listening to? What did you like and what didn't you like this summer from all the albums that have dropped so far?
Man, I'm feeling that Beyonce and Jay-Z, like the Carters really brought the heat this time. I feel like the production is on point. And I like seeing this real hood shit from Beyonce. I don't know why. It makes me smile.
I think they do something that it never gets old. They take everybody by surprise all the time. They just drop stuff out of the blue, which I think is always awesome because you never really know it's coming. And then when it comes, it's like, bam. And I agree. The moment that I could download it, I think, yo, you had it before we did. You had it like immediately.
Yeah.
The first day it dropped.
Yeah. I have Tidal. So as soon as I think it was exclusive on Tidal like that first day.
Yeah.
Then it opened up to Apple and Spotify.
Yeah. What'd you think about it?
I like it. I like it. I was listening to it the other day, and I just had a new respect for Beyonce's range. Like, she has that Toni Braxton range, and she's displaying it on this album.
Yeah. We was talking about it. We was at the crib today, and we were actually talking about it, and Matt brought up a real good point about how low she's singing and how much the difficulty it is singing at that range.
Yeah, people don't really understand how difficult it is to really hit a low note and it be strong and it be sound and not off. And she's like running down into like the depths of hell. And people are like, not even
that's catch that Toni Braxton. To me, only Toni Braxton, Braxton can do it better.
Yeah,
and she's handling it. Yeah,
Toni Braxton. You remember that song? She, you know, I only think of you. Y'all know that song used to be hidden.
Yeah, no, the song was hidden. But people aren't really listening. They so caught up in the music and they caught up in the hype of it all that they're not really hearing. This bitch is singing. She's singing her ass off. That shit is hard to do. But and then on top of that, the content, the lyrics is right. Like when she talk about like her great grandkids is already rich and that's a lot of brown kids on your Forbes list. Like that's hot. She talking mad shit, but I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, a lot of rich shit.
Yeah, she got them expensive fabrics and them expensive habits, you know. But the one thing I can say is, what happens on the day that Beyonce like is like as dope a rapper as Jay-Z? Like when you live to hear her bars beyond like what he said.
That'd be weird. I'm not. So first of all, let me just say I haven't listened to the album.
Wah wah.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. Whatever.
It's on my list. I just have a lot of stuff I had to go through.
You had more important albums than that.
First of all, yes. Yes, all right. I did.
Go ahead.
Black Thought dropped a EP, which if you are a hip hop person, I recommend that you listen to because it was furious. Nas dropped his album as well. Nasir.
We're gonna get into that.
I'm just saying, hip hop had a really great summer so far.
Nonetheless, they have a lot of haters though. They do have a lot of people that are not feeling the album right now. They're saying that Beyonce isn't displaying her, I guess, her range. And this sounds stupid, but because she's not belting out long, you know, ballads and hills, they're like, what is this? Like, what is this crap? Because I heard somebody doing a review. Like, I was like, oh, man, I just got that new Beyonce in Jay-Z album, The Carters, you know, and I said, man, it's awesome. And they were like, yeah, but she sounds like trash on the album.
Nah, she doesn't sound like trash, but I could see it. She definitely sounds relaxed. Like she was probably laying on the couch in the studio.
Sound like she was smoking some weed.
put the track on. Oh, I'm gonna do this one take.
Be like
one take.
You bum horse. I'm about to go ahead and lay this down and let y'all know what's real. Like for real. Like just think about how you have to feel to make a song called like Ape Shit.
Now I will say that Ape Shit is fire. The first time I heard it, I was like, okay. Then I saw the video and was. Okay, you
know? They feeling themselves. Yeah. The whole album, they feeling themselves. But they've been under enough scrutiny over the last couple of years to kind of finally say, "Man, fuck everybody else. We done went through our counseling. We decided we gonna stick this thing out. Let's go ahead and make some music about our lives and about what's going on. No new friends. Oh no, no, no."
Yeah, I think the last albums from both of them was really like airing dirty laundry. So if you gonna come out on the other side of that stronger, why not have fun? They mm-hmm. having fun, they doing what they do, and really, as much money as they got, they really can.
That's real.
And the one thing is, you hit it on the nail, as much money as they got. Did y'all hear what JC said? He's basically like, you know, our success is basically making sure everybody around us has too. If you popping and everybody else around you broke, you still broke. Because that means nobody, you're not impacting nobody. And listen to the lyrics when he's saying that. He's basically like, if everybody else around you is still broke, you really ain't doing all the shit you think you're doing. And
he's been talking about that for years. I'm thinking about him and Pound Cake. And he was talking about how many people made millions with him coming up as an artist. So respect to him for still doing that consistently.
I mean, a lot of his albums, between 444 and then doing here, he's teaching people more than just, man, you know, he received a lot of criticism for that album. Talking about 50 Cent made the stupidest comment, I think, in the history of man, talking about you feel like you have to be a student at Harvard to understand what he's talking about. Simplicity, you have to understand money, you have to understand equity, you have to understand all those different things. They're talking about life in their music. They're having fun, they're talking about the things that they're doing, but they're also talking life.
Yeah, I'd probably say my favorite track on the album is Friends, because I think that's the one I identify with the most, like when the lyrics say, you know, like, my friends won't let me drown and they pray for me when I'm going through. Like, that's real shit. It's even at that level to be a normal person to say, hey, I go through bullshit too. And I ain't fucking with nobody who ain't really rocking with me.
Yeah, because ain't nobody doing that. We was in the car. Powerful. And I was like, if you ain't doing shit, I'm not really fucking with you. Like, I literally, it's like, I'll be an acquaintance and I'll know you, but you're not in my circle. You're not a friend. Like, if you ain't fucking, like, what I'm going to do? We going to both be in the gutter together. Like, what's going on? And so, but overall, I think it was, to me, I think it's the hottest album of the summer. When you think about the barriers in which, like, I mean, the lengths to which it's reaching.
I can't let you say that because we don't know what's coming out this summer. Summer's literally, we just started July.
I mean, well,
but you got to listen to it, though.
Yeah, and I'm in agreement.
Listen to
I'm
this shit like you haven't listened.
Right,
so far.
Yeah.
So far.
At
so
least
far.
Give it a one listen. But no, it's good. I think they went, like, trendy, though. I think they went with the trend of music, though. Like, they put out something that could easily, you could put into
club the clubs,
right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Which is cool, but, you know, next year, are we still going to be replaying this album? I don't know. But for right now, it's jamming though. I just said the
best album of the summer.
I don't know if it's the best album for the summer.
All right, let's go to the antithesis of that. The Crazy album. Y'all listen to Kanye album?
Yes.
What? Yeah, I pulled a nail on that one. I didn't even press play.
So I wasn't gonna listen to it. In complete transparency, I wasn't gonna listen to it.
He doubled back though.
But at the end of the day, I realized something about being an artist. You have to be able to separate the craft from the person certain times, right? certain things of beauty can come from an ancient person, right? And there could have been something, no, being real transparent, there are certain things that somebody may not have meant to be for you that you got from it, and, you know, just enhances your life. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna give it a listen, and I didn't regret it. Ye is crazy. He's not the most sanest of individuals, but when it comes to music, he did his thing.
There are some of the songs that are very disturbing to me. I think we talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but there's some songs where he's like, you know, if I think about killing myself, then you know, I can really kill you
too.
That's
real honest.
Like, that's some real stuff. Like, you know, he's basically in there. But the thing that's most entertaining about it is one of the songs that's the most vulgar, ridiculous song in the world. I think it's, was it All Mine? And yeah. It's so quirky and different with Kid Ink. It's just so different. The sound is not normal. It's not trendy. And it's catchy until you realize what he's saying. And what he's saying is straight trash. But yeah. Literally,
that's
it's
him,
foolishness.
Though. That's how he raps.
Like everything, nothing flows together where you go, man, Kanye just spit the hell out of that. It's just like, oh, I never would have put that together. I think the thing that impresses most people is that we just sat here and listened to this whole shit and we think that this is hot. He has to be a genius for this to happen, or we just must be stupid sitting there listening to it.
I would disagree, only because I've been a real big Kanye fan since Through the Wire, because I went and had the same surgery. It meant something to me. And the flow in Through the Wire isn't crazy. He's never been a crazy hip hopper with a flow. He's never been a lyricist, ever. But what he is he's really honest. He's very transparent. And I appreciate that more in music than you just having a nice way of putting words together in your diction.
Right.
With Ye, I like the production. I like what he was saying, because at the end of the day, that is Ye. This is his 4:43, basically. 4:44, sorry.
I'm about to say what you're talking about.
So I keep saying it messed up because Kendrick finished at 4:44.
I haven't even heard it, but I was thinking the 4:43 was probably right. Quite got all the way there.
Yeah, he's not quite there yet. The reason why is because, man, Kanye talks about some really stupid shit on this album, okay? But the one thing is, which I think is an empowering thing, is he said he talks about him being bipolar, which we talked about, but he embraces it as saying, that's what makes me a superhero. You know? And in the same token, though, he talks about how he's so appreciative of his wife. But then in the next song, he talks about, you know, if my wife asks me who this is, I'm going to be like, yeah, I don't know her. And then, you know, kind of double back. It's like he constantly lives this thing of, yeah, everybody want to fuck with Ye. And I appreciate you for sticking by me, baby. But, you know, if you ask me about this, I'm going to tell you I don't know. And then double back and go back and go hit her. You know, it's like it's a walking contradictory. He's a dichotomy.
Yeah.
Literally.
And he just told you he's bipolar, and this is a bipolar album.
I'm just saying, when you're listening to it, it's just some bullshit. Like, but the thing is, what does it say about us to be like, damn, yeah, that's a fucking great album. And you're sitting up there like, this is some bullshit. Like,
so,
literally.
I think his album is jamming because it's Kanye, but if I were to rank his albums, this album would rank on the bottom end of his catalog. But yeah, lyricism, there's nothing there. There's nothing there as far as
he's saying
lyricism.
Nothing of any substance.
And because it's such a short album, musically, to me, it's jamming. But as far as lyrics, he doesn't go into the things that he kind of touches on some things, but he doesn't really go into it. So it's brief. Lyrics are not there. But there's out of the seven songs, I jam like five of them, so.
Yeah.
Most of them. I got about three.
Like, I can tell you, All Mine, No
Yikes,
Mistakes,
Yikes.
Yikes.
Yes.
Ghost Town, to me, is the best song on the album. And whichever other one there is on that album, I mean, this is five right there.
Kanye presents something about artistry with talking about bipolar being his superpower that most people really don't think about. But when you think about artists, people who are really sincere artists, painters, sculptors, people who use their hands and they create something out of nothing, well, writers, anybody who creates, you notice that they go through waves in their life, right? Where they're really high, they're up there, then they go low lows. That album has high highs and low lows. I thought about killing you because you know I thought about killing me. That's real. That's a dark place. He goes to his darkness and then he comes back up. And I appreciated it because the theme that he created, he was consistent with. And from a standpoint of start to finish, he finished on a high note. Starts off a little low.
Yeah. It's interesting. Every time I listen to it, I have conflicted feelings. Because I go, ooh, turn up all that, all mine. Like, literally, when that little, you know, that hook hits and Kenning starts singing, I'm like, ooh, girl, you soup. I'm about to, I'll be like, hey. And then I start listening to it and I go, I ain't shit. And I just literally turn.
Yeah, the lyrics
I just go, I ain't shit. I'm just poor. Like these little young mucks out here running around listening to this foolishness. And then I get back in the bands and turn it back up and be like, yeah.
So let me ask you a question. When you hear a mumble rapper doing the exact same thing, do you pause?
I don't really listen to much mumble rap.
Okay. On your hip-hop playlist, when it comes on when you're in the gym, do you just sit there and be like, you know, I can't lift anything to this. This is bringing my people down.
I don't listen to this shit.
Okay. Yeah, it's not on the playlist.
Really?
Literally.
Not even to listen to interesting. Lil Baby? You know what I'm talking about?
Lil Baby?
I don't even know what it is.
Who is Lil Baby?
When he's going back downstairs, Rouge, I'm going to play some stuff. No, that's the other guy, Young Boy NBA. He's okay. From Baton Rouge.
Yeah, never heard him.
Young
either.
Boy NBA.
Yeah. never broke again.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I like the acronym, but okay. No, never
heard. I'm going to play some stuff. I'm guaranteed you've heard it, but you just don't know who it is.
No, I probably haven't heard it. Okay. I don't really do radio.
Okay.
Like stuff like I follow people who I got caught, like I was listening to like a Pandora station for an artist I love, and when they play similar artists, that's how I find other artists. Okay. So I really only end up listening to shit that either I was like, okay, that was all right, or I end up really loving it. I don't really, like, my stuff really don't cross over to that foolishness.
Yeah, it's unique how we experience music these days, because like you said, a lot of people will listen to a playlist and find out about somebody else through that playlist. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. That happens a lot.
Apple Music comes through for that
all the time.
Yeah.
Jinx.
It's helpful. I will say this, though. I will go back and listen to Ye. Just based on Niall's argument about the way artists are. Because as a writer, when I have highs, they be super high. They be like super, super high. And when I have lows, them bitches be hellbound. So on that way, I can identify with the bipolar thing, even though I don't have no diagnosis or no shit like that. But I will go back and at least give it an artistic ear.
Yeah, just from an artistic perspective, I recommend that people put Kanye aside and just listen to Ye and just talk about how you feel. I think that's what's the intention of music, is to have a feeling when you listen to it in the first place. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. I will say that he lost me a long time ago, though. That's probably another reason I didn't hit play. Like, when the Yeezus thing happened, I kind of checked out. I ain't never really come back.
You didn't like Yeezus?
I didn't hear it.
Okay.
He named it Yeezus, and I was like, who the fuck are you? And what did you do with the guy who did Late Registration, who I thought was a genius? Because I don't fucking know who you are anymore. And maybe you're evolving into somebody else, because I know artists evolve, so maybe you're evolving. But maybe I just don't like who you're evolving into. As a consumer, I have a fucking right to say, you disgusting me right now, and I'm finna turn your ass the fuck off. Just saying.
Yeah, the thing, yeah, no, and I get that. The thing with Kanye, though, I think he does what he's supposed to do as an artist. I think I read this or saw this somewhere. Art is supposed to make you either hate it or love it. Mm-hmm. But it's supposed to affect you.
If you don't feel anything, it's not art.
Yeah, exactly. It's supposed to make you feel something. So hate it or love it. So, and he does that.
I think he doesn't care. I think he actually enjoys when we hate what he does, because you're going to give just as much attention to something that you hate as stuff as you love. Because if you hate it, you're going to be like, that shit was trash. Don't nobody listen to that shit. Don't nobody buy that shit. Nothing. It was trash. But the thing is, if somebody says that to you, just like if you go to see a movie and somebody says, man, that stuff was trash, you kind of want to go and check it out yourself to see.
Not me, because I'm not with a movie if somebody says trash.
Yeah, I'm old and washed. I don't want to waste my time. So.
No. Well, imagine if somebody told you. Imagine somebody told you, man, yeah, man. Black Panther was trash. Because they had people saying that. And I know we didn't see
it. I wouldn't believe it.
What I'm just saying. That's how I am with certain things. When I kind of have a drift of, this is something that I'm going to like, this is something that I'm very interested in, and somebody goes, that was trash, I go, I'm still going to check it out.
I can agree with that. It just depends on the person for me. If a white guy told me Black Panther was trash, I'm like, okay. It wasn't for you.
Well, I mean, I think it depends on the trend. Like, if all I hear is bad stuff, then I probably won't go check it out. But if I'm hearing mixed reviews from different people who I respect, people on both sides of it, then I got to make a decision for myself. And now my interest is immovable. I have to see it because people on both sides that I respected their opinion have given me opposing arguments. So now I got to weigh in.
But you know what, Matt, though? I think sometimes it comes down to what you've already made a decision about. Some things you've already made a decision about, you're going to check it out regardless.
Right, right. Like when Black Panther came out, people could have told me the shit was the wackest thing that ever came out in the world. I was still getting my dashiki. I was still going to the theater and I was still going to see it opening weekend, period. That was just how it was. And for some people, their fans are so committed. You know, last episode was, you know, most representative when we were talking about basketball. You know, York is a LeBron worshiper. And so it doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter what this Negro does. We going to be like, look, that poop golden. You, I don't care what nobody says.
You might worship Steph Curry, but I don't worship LeBron.
You worship
LeBron.
LeBron.
I don't worship LeBron.
I like Steph.
No idolatry.
I don't worship that, but isn't it like, shit. Go listen to that last episode.
Yeah,
when we talk about what it's talking. Hey, go listen to the episode called What It Takes to Be a Champion.
I will defend him, but
go back and listen, and then y'all leave some comments and let us know what you think. Yo is a sneak LeBron worshiper. Next, going back on.
Okay, but, so yeah, move this one on.
Right. But Kanye did drop what proved to be a trend this summer. He dropped a seven track album. Mm-hmm. I think, what's the album, what, 40 minutes?
Oh, not even less that. I think that
probably.
Like 30
less
minutes?
Than 30, less than 30 minutes. Yeah.
So imagine that, less than 30 minutes. But he also produced, who else albums? Pusha T
came out first.
Nas.
He did Nas.
And he did Teyana Taylor's.
And he also did one with Kid Cudi. To me, we talk about albums this summer. I think there's a slept on album. I love that album. Have you listened to Kid Seagulls?
Not yet.
I heard about that.
24 minutes. I love that album. Yeah,
it's 24 minutes.
Ye's album is 20. Check that out. Like, y'all remember when Prince songs used to be like 6-7 minutes? Okay. Kanye's whole album is how many? 20 what?
24.
24 minutes. Almost a sitcom. 30-minute sitcom at that. So you got to think, but that was the trend. I'm going to drop multiple albums this summer, 7 tracks, everybody. So y'all, anybody listen to Pusha T's album?
I did.
I listened to it once.
Me too.
I was the same. I couldn't get past one.
Me too.
Nope.
So I guess if we were from New York, I guess we not real.
He's not from New York. He's from Virginia.
Well, oh yeah.
No,
okay.
No.
So
he
you
is,
have,
but a lot of people from New York have been riding this album saying this
He's
is the realest album they've ever heard. Because, you know, up north is, you know, they say down south, we bought the trap and we bought the bangers and we bought the beat. But up north, it is literally about lyrics and all that kind of stuff. So people up north.
No, it is not. It is not. Okay, so here's the thing that people need to understand. I'm from the north, right? I'm up there where it's cold. Along with that, our music, we listen to the same thing y'all listen to. It just gets there slower, unfortunately. But now that we have music that is streamed simultaneously around the world, we're catching up. But Pusha T's album is just drugs. It's just drugs. There hasn't been another rapper talking about cocaine. Ooh, I don't know. It's been a while. And I think that's why.
Other than Jay.
And he's not even talking about it like that anymore.
No, his
not
whole anymore. Album.
That's why I said, I think Pusha T talking about it like, man, I did that shit like last week.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what stopped me from really enjoying the album. Sir, you probably ain't touched white in God knows how long.
Yeah, he has a particular niche. And, you know, and that's what he talks about. But I listened to it once, sonically and performance-wise, I thought it was a good album.
You're not trying to bump that every day.
Do I have any of the songs from that album in any playlist that I listen to? No. Not even one. Well, one of them could be in a playlist. I might have it in a playlist, but it's just one.
No.
And that's the song where if you're playing it and you got some people over, they'd be like, what is this? And be like, let me change this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, man. That one wasn't up on my top. I gave it a listen because it was getting so much good press. Like, I remember watching The Breakfast Club, listening to Charlamagne saying, oh my God, Pusha T's album. You know, you got to do it like Charlamagne. I was listening to Pusha T's album. You know? And, you know, he was talking about, I wore my the same outfit over again just because of Pusha T's album. It was the realest album I've ever heard, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay, well, let me look at this.
He definitely hyped it.
I was like, you'd have thought Pusha T was paying him some hype man dollars, you know? Because I was like, damn, this must be the best album that's been released.
I think he's from Virginia, right? Or North Carolina or somewhere.
He's from South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Well, proximity.
Yeah. I mean, but, nothing against Pusha. This just wasn't high on my to listen regularly list. I listened to it, honestly, more intently after the Drake beef. Just to go back and actually be like, okay, what kind of artist is this? But without the Drake beef, I don't think this would have registered on anybody's.
Ah,
I'm a firm believer in hip-hop conspiracies. I think they met up with each other and was like, hey, let me help you with your album sales. You know.
Let's go ahead. That's a perfect segue into the next album. Drake. Scorpion.
I'm not a fan.
Double album dropped this past week. What's going on? Well, last week.
I don't like it.
Who heard it?
I heard it.
Everybody had to hear it because I thought I just read something. He got like 1 billion streams.
It's ridiculous. Because the thing is, the first week that I got it, I downloaded it, I listened to it, wasn't a fan. And I remember going back and telling people, yeah, I'm not really feeling this album right now. And then last weekend, I went and I just sat down and I listened to it. I was in the house doing some work. And so I put it back on. And I started going, ooh. And I was like, and I replayed. One song I had on repeat was Emotionless. And so I played that. And then I got to the second volume. And then I started listening to like Blue Tint and In My Feelings. And then Matt heard this morning when I put on After Dark, man, with like, I love anything with Ty Dolla Sign in it. And so like literally that came on and I was just like, hey, this is very heavily influenced by some New Orleans style. Bounce kind of music, you know, and I was like, this is not that bad. And so I started listening to it, and now I actually really like the album. I really do.
So how many of y'all are actually Drake fans though?
I'm a Drake fan.
Okay.
I'm a Drake fan.
So yeah. To y'all, where would you rank this album?
It's below,
I'd probably say third or fourth.
Oh, it's not third. See, okay, so if I were to rank Drake albums, I would say So Far Gone is number one.
Uh-huh.
I like Thank Me Later, actually, but that might be like number three. I think Take Care might be number two.
I agree.
Number four, If You're Reading This. Five might be this. I don't know how many albums you got.
Yeah, I'd put If You're Reading This last.
Wow.
I just really wasn't feeling it like that.
Word?
It was just playing. Got a lot of
none
energy.
Of the songs.
Got a lot of energy.
I thought it was okay.
There was so much energy.
But it didn't really register with me. But I'm
What about the other albums? How I ranked them? Like, what's your ranking?
Like, for me, I would probably do So Far Gone would still be number one. Uh-huh.
Really?
Take Care.
Hold up. So y'all would put So Far Gone over Take Care?
Yes.
Probably more so for sentimental reasons. I mean, he had like Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, Bria's interlude. He just
November 18th.
It was like an introduction to what this dude was doing. And he delivered.
So let me keep this in mind. I am not a Drake fan. I listen to certain things. And it just so happens that I actually got turned on to Drake during Take Care. I guess that's why I like it.
Yeah. So I think we came in when So Far Gone came out. And because it was no one sounded like Drake at the time. Person who could sing and rap and then just switch it up whenever he wanted.
Keep in mind, Drake can't sing, he whines, but go ahead.
Oh, okay.
He got like his little key sweat going on.
He does his thing.
I'm gonna do that and come out with an album. Yeah, girl, you know, no.
Oh, it's too late now because everybody does that.
Yeah,
everybody
does. He set the trend, but he did something that successful artists do is he found something that was missing and he did it and he did it well. Oh. And he didn't have to be the best singer ever. He just had to find what was missing in the industry and then supply it.
Right.
And that's just like the kind of the law of business. You bring to the industry what's missing. You address what's the need.
So what was your ranking, Matt?
So my ranking would still be So Far Gone, Take Care, number two, and then Thank Me Later, number three. And then I'd put this new one at number four. And then I'd put If You're Reading This at five.
Okay, so you just reversed the last two then.
Okay. Where do you put Views?
Views is at the very bottom.
You didn't Views?
Views is before the playlist shit that he dropped. What was the playlist?
So you didn't like Views?
That had Passion Fruit on it. What was that called?
Oh, yeah.
That's at the very bottom.
The one with the, hold on, what, no, but the one that you talking about, the one that had passion fruit, the other one that said, damn, what's the one that he talked about? Yeah. Haters? Like he said, trying
very
to
very bottom.
Hold up, what's the song on there that was awesome?
There's like a couple passion fruit. Really good
one. Not like passion fruit. Fruit. It's not passion fruit, it's the one about the haters.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, that was the other one.
What's the one about like they hate on me in my face?
Straight up in my face.
Yeah. Straight up in my face.
Yeah, that'll be it. Down at the bottom of his catalog.
All right,
I just
man.
Really didn't like If You're Reading This. I'd have put that above If You're Reading man. This. I just really didn't like it.
I didn't care for it. I didn't really care for it. They had a couple songs that I liked. I liked Energy, and he had the other one that he got, you know, 10 bands.
Yeah.
10 bands.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Oh, More Life. That was the other one.
But back to the current album. Did anybody realize
that's what it was, More Life. Yeah.
How many dead people are on this new album?
Oh, my God.
There's so
Static
many.
Major. Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Static Major.
Magnolia Shorty. He mentions Left Eye. There's like, it's dead people left and right. Like, if you go back and listen to the album, everybody who's listening, listen to the album again and listen for the dead people and count them.
He shouldn't have did the Michael Jackson song.
I actually like the song. I love the whole album.
They should use that performance, though. Like, get somebody else to come in and give him writing credit or something. Get The Weeknd to come in and sing that part over, but don't use that.
I don't dislike it. But I'm just, it's a lot of dead people. About halfway through the joint, I was like, he got a lot of dead people on here. Like, I literally had that thought, like, why is there so many dead people?
But nonetheless, I think like Drake, like you said, because Drake is the ladies' favorite, so many women love Drake. Literally. And guys try to act like they don't like Drake, but they like him. But he's literally going to smash everything. Like, everything that he puts out, no matter whether it's good or trash, he's one of those people that their fans are just dedicated to him.
That I used to be that way until I really started noticing some of the arguments people were making about Drake being a culture vulture and him swooping down on particular cultures and stealing stuff. The reason why I liked him at first is because he was totally H-Town, and I grew up listening to H-Town hip-hop or rap music. And then, you know, he evolved into this whole... I guess is it a New Orleans or a Louisiana sound?
I mean, he's on Young Money. Like, literally, cash like, I'm money. Just like, come on, man. Like, he got the influences of those people, and he realized, I don't care what nobody say. Listen to this. There's somebody from Louisiana. I don't care if you don't like anybody from Louisiana. When that beat drop and you hear it, something happens to you. When you think about Nice for What, people don't even like Drake. And literally, when that song came on, people were like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of that song, when I first heard the song, I didn't give it a pass. I was like, this doesn't sound like authentic bounce. But the other song, when he came back and did In My Feelings, I was like, okay, yeah, this.
Are you with
this makes up for the first one to me.
I respect certain songs on this album. I think Nice for What is really, especially with the video, is very progressive. He went out with the intention of empowering women, and you know, he did it. I love the video. I think the video is really dope.
The thing is, the video got so much criticism.
I'm sure everything is probably gonna get criticized with Jersey, but I liked it.
It was something that I like the damn album now. I'm not even a Drake fan, but I like the album now. Well, I like a handful of songs. I like Volume 2 better than 1.
I was gonna like Nice for What just because of the Lauren sample. That was enough for me.
It was good. It was good times. I really enjoyed it. And like you said, a billion streams. A lot of people across the world has really enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to what Niall was saying. It's the hype. It's the beef. You know, was he going to address this whole child thing?
And he did address the child.
I think the album would have been great. It probably would have been one of his best albums if he had shortened it. Like, I like a handful of songs from the first one. One or two songs from the second side.
Really? You don't like Blue Tint?
I like Blue Tint. In My Feelings.
Nice for What?
No, I don't like that.
You don't like Nice for What?
I like March 14th. I like Jaded.
Man, get out of here. You don't like Nice for What?
You don't like Finesse?
Finesse.
Finesse is one of my jams on there.
I like how he says finesse in that song. Because I wasn't expecting him to hit that note. It's like he did a different type of thing when he says the chord. Like, if you go through it in your head, I like that, but I'm not listening to that. Drake is Drake, and he does a lot of these slow, sad songs that I'm not in my place. I'm not in that place in my life where I just want to sit and listen to him whine about some old business, you know? I need the new business.
I like Emotionless, though. He sampled Mariah on that.
Nah, he did a great job.
He talked about a lot of stuff on that.
Yes, that song is deep. That song is super deep.
He could have merged the two and grabbed the best from both and just made one power album, because that's what he's been doing, you know, for the last couple of years. He'll have really great production and he'll come through. But for me as a fan, this missed the mark because there were a lot of opportunities for him to have the bars that I'm used to. The stuff that he sends out as a single that's not going to be on the album is, to me, better than this album. You know, he has some things that he says here and there that are really deep. I don't know if people saw the memes about him referring to his son in a song, and no one knew. Everyone thought my bed was like. Do y'all know about that? Am I just out in the living?
Yeah, I saw that meme today when it said, "I only love my mama and my bed, and I'm sorry." Yeah. He was actually referring to his son.
If that is true,
that's what they said.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't think it is.
His son's middle name is supposed to be my bed something, MAHBED. My bed.
I only love my mama and my bed.
Oh, okay. That's I've never heard of a name anybody called my bed. You know,
not from America.
Well, I mean, his baby mom's the mother of his child isn't American.
See, I'm not following the shit like that to even know who the baby mom is. I don't even know that.
She's a porn star. She's a French porn star.
So, all right.
Uh-huh.
But my bed doesn't even sound French.
I mean, I took French all the way through school. I ain't never heard
about
my bed.
I thought she was about to say that he was like, you know, Arabic or something. Like,
right, yeah.
I don't know her ethnicity, but she's French. Her nationality is French.
Oh,
I mean, it's a lot of French-speaking countries, so I guess they could be. She could be from anywhere.
But, either way, the middle name is supposed to be. I guess my bad. So I thought that was weird.
That's interesting.
Back to the culture stealing,
but
I guess.
Nonetheless, it's a pretty good album.
Yeah.
So the thing is, now I haven't listened to this album yet, but there was a lot of. I feel like it got shaded because Jay-Z and Beyonce dropped the album, but did anybody check out Nas's album?
I did.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From a bar standpoint.
Nope, I didn't give it. You know, because I really don't follow the tabloids like talking about. So somebody just told me the way he used to beat on Khalees. And I just found that out and started went back and researching into shit. And so then I couldn't press play. Something in my spirit wouldn't let me do it.
I didn't know that.
I think a lot of people avoided it for that very reason right there.
Yeah.
I didn't though.
I didn't.
It's either. Cool.
I didn't know that.
Ain't Nas little though?
Yeah, he's small.
I'm like,
well, I mean,
it's a lot of small, strong niggas. What you mean?
I've been like, little nigga, if you don't get away from me, I'm going to kick you in your kneecaps. Move.
Okay. That's rude. Not here causing violence and harm.
Whatever. Have a drink.
Anyway, to Nas's album. So the one thing that Nas suffered with is I didn't like his production. I liked his lyricism. It was there on every track. He hits you with conscious bars, but I don't feel like he was given production that he really could have ran with. His album with Large Professor catered to him. I don't feel like this album musically was catered to him. He did it. He performed very well from, because it's Nas. This is what he does. But I just don't feel like they gave him the keys to the kingdom.
Okay, y'all said y'all didn't listen to it. So I listened to it. I think the production was there. I think what I could have done less with was Kanye West's vocals, on the Cop Shot the Kid song. To me, everything Kanye West was saying was, it didn't mean anything.
But that sounds like
Kanye. Because of his political stance, other things that he's said. Mm-hmm. So he shouldn't have been on that song at all. And the other song that he's on, Everything, other people like that. I don't like it. When I hear him singing, I cringe.
No, I could have done without Kanye too. I think Kanye, with this album, tried to have his hand all over it when he really should have just let Nas be. Let him breathe. Let him do what he does. But it was way too much oversight. if I can say that. Not to say he was like over him in his creative process, but when you listen to the album, you can hear that Kanye is all over it instead of it being just a Nas album.
I guess I'm not as much as a lyricist as I would like. The depths of my lyricism as far as a fan perspective go into Kendrick and J. Cole. And then I kind of just...
I will challenge you to listen to it on the basis that if you were listening for lyrics, Nas is giving them to you.
Like, yeah.
He is
really... Nobody raps like Nas.
Giving them to you.
Nobody raps like Nas.
He solidifies why he is one of the greatest conscious rappers of all time.
Okay. I'll go and take a listen to it.
But another thing is, to touch back on Matt's point, Nas never addressed the whole Khalees thing at all. Well, he did. I think he said a couple of lyrics on Everything, which is a song that I avoid, so I can't even tell you what the lyrics he said. But he never rebuffs what Khalees put out there. And the thing is about a relationship, you know, Khalees chose to say what she wanted to say about it. If the other side doesn't say anything, it kind of leaves it up to you to feel how you want to feel about that person. Like, you know, I'm going to totally go with what Khalees said, and because I don't hear your side of the story and you're not telling me your side of the story, I'm going to think what I want to think. It just leaves that out there, and he never really addresses that. So I've seen that a lot of people made that same comment, like after the Khalees thing, maybe he should have said something, or maybe he should have avoided saying some other lyrics that he has in this album. But there's like maybe two or three songs from the album that I have in a playlist, and it's cool.
Go ahead, Matt. It's on your face, man.
It was hard for me to see too, because I've always liked Nas, just because he is a conscious rapper and he always says shit I like for rappers to say. And then I'm a Lauren fan, diehard, even though she'd be fucking up and be late and shit.
all the time.
Because, yeah, that one song made me, like, give him a pass, period.
If I Rule the World.
Yeah.
Good song.
Strong song.
I've always liked him for that reason, and I liked the idea of them together. But, you know, if it's just, like, hype in the news, you know, like, oh, they've been fighting such and such, I ignore shit like that. But she did, like, some in-depth interviews, and just because... my own personal brushes with domestic shit. Yeah, I believed her. And the way she did it, I think anybody who's ever, like, come across that in their life would have believed her, too. And I think that was just my feelings on it. I mean, y'all would have to go back and just, like, YouTube the shit because it's easy to find and watch her interviews. And she don't look like nobody who's bullshit. Like, you know, like, I want to tear him down. She just looked like, this just what happened. You know, so
yeah, that still go probably be a not for me, but I'll go and check it out. I'll check it out. But let's take a switch to some females. Did anybody listen? I'm not even sure. I don't think anybody has listened to it. Did anybody listen to Tiana?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
you listened to it, Matt?
I listened to it.
Yeah, okay. I did. You ain't listened to it now? Okay.
No, I have not listened to it.
You hadn't listened to it?
No.
Okay, Matt, what do you think about it? Because you listened to it.
I felt indifferent when I got to the end of the last track. I feel like the production on her previous effort was better in the sense that it hid the opportunities in her voice. And every artist grows over time. I feel like they try to do something brand new that exposed all the flaws in her voice. So there were certain moments, like, if you have an ear, it was like, oh, no. Like, what's going on? And some stuff I just thought was distasteful.
Distasteful?
Yeah. Okay, so she has a song. I think you're talking about this song. She has a song on there called Three Way.
Yeah, that's my favorite. I didn't think that was distasteful. I think doing the whole spin on...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Doing the whole spin on Never Would Have Made It and then the very next song, Be Worked This Pussy, is just real distasteful.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, that was...
Pull up. Say it again.
She did it like a little cover of Never Would Have Made It, and it's like dedication.
Oh, okay.
It's like a dedication to her baby.
I see what you're saying.
But then the very next song, after you dedicate a song, for one, it's a cover of a gospel song, dedicated to your child, and the very next song, Be Worked This Pussy.
That's how he got here.
But it's like I'm gonna work this.
So you're talking about the sequencing. Yeah, I didn't understand Work This Pussy. I don't listen to that song, but when I listened to the album, the only other song on there that will be controversial. I think you guys should listen to it. It's called Three Way, where she's talking about having a threesome with her husband and somebody else.
Shoot.
And she's directing.
He downloading it right now. He's like, hold up, let me get this shit in my library right now.
Okay. Know this man. Well,
okay, now I do have that in the playlist, so you'll probably hear that. When we take a break, we'll listen to all this stuff that you guys have been missing. But I thought Three Way, it's a smooth song, but it also makes you think, and I'm thinking like, nah, I couldn't do that. But it's a smooth song.
What, you couldn't do a three-way?
Hell no. And this is my reasoning. A three-way to me is me, my wife, and another chick.
Yeah.
That's the only three-way I'm doing.
You couldn't do that?
If my wife was like, okay, now we had me, you, and another chick. Now we're going to do a me, you, and another dude. Hell no.
So most men don't want their wife and another dude.
So because I would never do that, then I can never.
Okay.
Unless you're in the cuckolding.
So the thing is, in her three-way, she's referencing her husband and another guy?
Chick.
Oh, okay. Just making sure, clarifying the way it's the only way a three-way
the only way
is supposed to happen.
But
two chicks in a
but Matt, I listened to the rest of the album. It's only what, 7 or 8 songs? I think it might be 8 songs. Actually.
I think it's 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the majority of them. I like Rose in Harlem. I like Three Way.
I like that one.
I like the first one about manners.
Yeah, I like that one.
And I'm not a Teyana Taylor. Like, I don't know what her other albums sound like. Yeah. So I don't know how she was performing on those other albums. But this one.
The other shit was better.
Okay, so but this mind, one, I think her performance was right.
Keep in mind, she has 8 songs, 23 minutes.
Yeah, it's a short album.
She's with
23
the first. I think the first.
Is she on Good?
The first song cuts off. Good. The first song cuts off, and you're like, "What happened to that song?" And then the next song jumps right in. It's
Kanye
it's short.
Kanye was like, "Man, this is the last project we produced. Let me go ahead and get this shit put out.
I need some rest or something." She has. I mean, the bulk of the album I have on the playlist, I listen to.
I'm going to go check it out. I've actually been intending to check it out. So it's not one like Nas where I'm like, I'm not touching that shit. No, literally, I intend to
check
out.
Nas got like 2 or 3 joints you want to listen to.
Yeah, I should give it a listen. But, you know.
Is there a dude singing with her on Three Way? Some guy?
Ty Dolla $ign.
Oh, you know.
I hate him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I like him on, no, honestly, I like him on everything else I've heard him on, but on that song, when he comes in, I'm like, who is this?
No,
you didn't like him on Christina Aguilera. Let's talk about that. Christina Aguilera let out a CD called Liberation. It's Liberation. Yeah. And we were in the car on the way to here.
The full album is out.
Yes.
Okay, I hadn't heard it
yet. And we were listening to it in the car on the way over here, and she was on this song with Ty Dolla $ign. I think it's called Acceleration.
It's called Accelerate. Yeah.
Accelerate. And I was like, I love anything with Ty Dolla $ign, period. And
me too.
Literally,
honestly,
when this song came on, I was literally in a place of just disbelief. I was like, I hate this song.
I'm gonna just walk up to Ty.
You had to ask yourself, like, how big was the check for you to let this come out with your name on it?
No, it was pretty big.
It had to be huge.
It's horrible because even he does this little part on them song. When he's like, skir, 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 skir.
He does the Migos.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. See, this goes back to what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
If you tell me it's bad, I'm not going to waste my time.
Now, look, there's one song in there I like, but it's just one song.
Gold Link. With Gold Link.
The Gold Link one was strong. The one that
you didn't like the lead single, though?
No, man. No, I'm trying to tell you.
York. I wish I could.
I heard
that
the lead one
back.
Is very pop.
Which one?
The first the song from the album. This is the lead single from the album.
What you talking about? Accelerate?
No, that's not it. It's the only song I've heard. It's not that. I don't know what the name of it is. I heard it the other day.
So, shucks. I don't know.
Is shaking his head. Hell no.
Yeah.
From what I heard,
man.
It's a strong no for me.
I mean, I've always liked Christina, but which is why I get, you know, my friends was like, oh, Christina album, I'll check it out, because I've always liked her. But on this album, she just comes across like...
I like Demi
like
Lovato.
Like, she's trying to do other people. Like, she doesn't even know who she is at this point. Like, she comes across like a lost artist.
like the best album to me, the best Matt really likes. He turned us on. He said, "Unless It's With You," he really likes. This is a nice ballad, a nice romantical song. You know, got that. But I really like I Do, and the only reason I like I Do is because Goldlink is on it, and literally he makes the song.
He carries it. Yeah.
Literally, he makes the entire song.
I loved it till she got on it.
Yes, and
no,
then
no tears left to cry.
Ain't on this album.
That's not hers.
That's not on there.
Hmm. I'm looking at it. Ariana Grande. Okay, I guess
that's Ariana Grande. Yeah, yeah, that's
not Christina Aguilera.
That's Ariana Grande.
I'm talking about Christina Aguilera.
Yes, no,
I was off.
But the thing is, I like Fall in Line, but I only like Demi Lovato's part.
Okay, I did not hear Christina Aguilera's any part of that album whatsoever.
No. Literally, it's. Go listen to Goldlink. Go listen to track 8, like I Do with Goldlink, and that'll be good. And go listen to Accelerate so you can laugh. So you can hear Ty Dolla $ign say, skirt, 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 skirt. Skirt, 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 skirt.
What I will say is Ty Dolla $ign is having an amazing year.
Oh, my God.
He is hopping on every hook possible. Shout he is in the Dolla background.
Sign. Dude, he's the master collaborator.
He is coming up. I don't know if y'all like listen to his music, which
I have. His yeah, albums I like it.
Are, they're you
don't
hit or
like
miss.
It?
No,
I do
he said
like
he did.
Oh,
like
I was
it.
Like, yeah. What the heck?
Yeah. Some are good, some are bad, but his mixtapes, if you've never listened to Beach House 1, Beach House 2, I recommend you go do
I
that. Or
to
3.
I love Ty Dolla $ign. Like, Ty Dolla $ign, you know what really got me into him, honestly, when he was on Coloring Book with Chance the Rapper? And you know
Blessings.
What song? When they were singing Blessings.
Yeah.
And I said, Ty Dolla $ign is singing. And then he went on Saturday Night Live and he was
sang
singing.
And I was like, this motherfucker can actually sing.
I was like, he is singing this back. And I started listening to his stuff and I was like, I love me some Ty Dolla $ign.
Ty Dolla $ign has that voice that's reminiscent of Aaron Hall, like Charlie Wilson a little bit.
Ooh, he
has
singing.
That timbre in his voice that's reminiscent of those guys. And he's the only one that's doing it right now. So let's like I guess bring it to a close. Let's wrap it up. Where are we right now?
Right now, still the best album of summer for me is going to be The Carters. Literally, out of all of them. And the worst at the bottom is Christina bringing up the rear. Just literally. Leave it on the shelf.
Okay. One album we didn't mention is J-Rock. Have you heard J-Rock's album?
I haven't press play yet.
J-Rock album. Nice. Press play. Listen to it.
I've heard mixed reviews about J-Rock because he is the, there's no distance saying this, but he is the least talented out of TDE.
Have you heard the song Win?
Yeah. Win is strong. Win is strong. Don't get me wrong. Win is strong. But when you put Absol, when you put Kendrick, when you put Isaiah Rashad up, I don't see him stacking up as everybody else.
Okay.
My schoolboy, sorry.
To close it out, okay, so Tierney, you say the Carters so far has it. Yeah. Matt?
Hands down, the Carters for me too.
Nah.
I guess I gotta give the Carters a listen. Damn. That's what y'all really going
Since with. You haven't heard the Carters, who else?
I'll say Georgia Smith. That's different. Nobody probably bought
it. Yo, no, I heard the, there's one track from Georgia Smith that is in a playlist of mine. I hadn't heard the rest of the album, but she's tight. But the thing about her, have you listened to her?
I have listened.
The thing about her, they're doing the same, it seems like these singers are doing the same voice, like Ella Mai, SZA.
No. They different, because I was going to bring up Ella Mai. Ella Mai is a little different. And Ella Mai is one of my favorites right now. I know people are on
she
that
has
boot
that
up
one
shit.
Song, yeah.
No, she does not have that one song. She has another song with Ty Dolla $ign, and she has a couple of more songs. Boot Up is like my least favorite.
That is
favorite.
A blockbuster, dog. I love that song.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
What do you think about it now?
Boot Up.
I fuck with Boot Up.
Yeah, exactly.
every guy that I've known has been like, oh, yeah,
it
I
is
fuck
infectious.
With Boot Up.
It is infectious.
Bitty Badu, Boot Up. Hey, but so, she has a song. Shout out to her song with Ty Dolla $ign. She don't, and she also has a song called Naked and Anymore. Anymore is my favorite song by her because basically she's saying, you know, I don't fuck with you no more.
But both of these people are British artists.
Yes.
So we got to give them that.
Yeah.
They probably have similar sounds because they're from.
They kind of got the Amy Winehouse kind of, and Matt even said like across like Amy Winehouse, Rihanna kind of you know, little spiel. So
okay, for me, we didn't talk about this album at all. Kid See Ghosts. It's Kanye and Kid Cudi. To me, that is the album of the summer. It is nice.
I'm gonna have to listen to it because my sister actually told me about it when we was talking about music the other day, and she was like, for her, that was the one. So I'm gonna have to listen to it.
Okay, check it out. Check it out.
So y'all go and check out these albums, Kid Cudi, Nas. According to them, I'm going to listen to Teyana Taylor.
Quick side note: people need to listen to this Zaytoven and Lecrae album.
Yeah, I heard it was really good.
Who? Okay, never mind. All right. Zaytoven.
Zaytoven is Gucci Mane's producer.
Okay.
He's everybody.
So Lecrae came out with an album, producer, too. The newest one that Lecrae came out with?
Yes.
I've listened to that album. He had a song on there with Ty Dolla $ign, which I absolutely love. But, like, literally, I've listened to the album. It's okay.
Let the Trap Say Amen.
Let the Trap Say Amen. Yes. I've listened to that. I've listened to it.
Mad as shaking.
Let the Trap Say Amen.
I mean, we
man.
Didn't have Trap Beyonce for the summer. Now we got to Let the Trap Say Amen.
Trap just, gospel.
We're doing a lot.
The gospel will go out to the world, man.
Through the trap house.
We didn't touch on the Snoop album at all.
We ain't talking about the Snoop album.
Yeah, I didn't press play on that either.
Nah. Go and check it out, though. But that's cool. So it's been a real busy summer. And like Nas said, we're just at the beginning. We hadn't even had a full month of summer left, and people are dropping albums left and right. So as we still get out here and party and drink and go into Labor Day, let's see what else comes. But if you haven't listened to the Carters, this is my personal plug. Go and listen to it. Period.
All right, peace. All right, y'all.